Anthony, I know LSU with Joe Burrow and some of those weapons might be best offense y'all faced all season. Mm-hmm. When you look at them, do they resemble anything what they did last year?
No. They changed that spread style offense. You know, a lot of 10 personnel looks with 11 personnel, just making a 10 personnel picture. So, you know, there's a lot of things they can do. You know, they have a good running game. They can throw the ball, obviously. So, I mean, they're definitely dangerous.
Do you like offense. The challenge of possibly going up against Joe Burrow, who's probably right now the front runner for the Heisman Trophy?
Oh, you know, anytime we get to face an elite SEC opponent like this, especially, you know, them being number one, is a huge opportunity for us. So, you know, we look to, for sure, find success on Saturday.
Seems like a lot of their guys, including the coach, I mean, they were talking about last year's game. They remember last year's game. You guys go in there here this season with that in mind, saying, hey, they're upset from last year. They want to get a little bit of revenge?
Honestly, no, you know. Coming off, we're just really focused on fixing those mistakes from Saturday first and foremost, on Monday, today, and then after that, you know, we're just going to focus on the game plan and just try to find success on Saturday.
At the same time, just even as a spectator, what do you remember from last year's game? Because it was so different than most games.
It was definitely a crazy environment, you know, just you know, to have all those swings from, you know, feeling, oh, you know what I'm saying, just all the different back and forth, and, you know, to finally come out on top. You know, I definitely remember it, even as a spectator, being an awesome experience.
Yeah, I mean, where were you watching the game from? Were you
on the sideline? Yeah, just so I was right there, felt the emotions from the sideline, front row seat. So it was
okay. So you were right, you know, front row seat for the winning touchdown, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it was a pretty unique experience for sure.
You feel like Georgia was the best defensive performance y'all have had all year?
You know, I think there were definitely some good things that we did. You know, we've definitely improved. I'd say probably this game or South Carolina.
And how do you build on that moving forward into the last week of the season?
Just those little things. You know, we weren't able to come up with that last stop, so we're just going to try to be able to, you know, finish these games more efficiently.
Are you confident heading to – I mean, because you guys seem to disrupt Jake Fromm a lot, and are you confident heading now facing Joe Burrow and the way your guys' defense played?
I believe that we've taken steps for sure, and I think it's just going to continue to – we're just going to continue to improve, you know, this week in practice. So I definitely look forward to, you know, seeing how we improve this Saturday.
I don't know if you pay attention to this or not, but this third AP number one team that you've played this year, that's never happened before, and, you know
– Third number one?
Ever, yeah. Third number one in season. What can you take from the Clemson game, from the Alabama game, that maybe you can use in this game?
Honestly – It's been so far apart in the season, I can't really look back at that and compare. All I can say is that, you know, we faced a good team in Georgia, and, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do to come out with the victory, so we just need to learn from that and learn from practice this week. So.
Do you look at this, though, as an opportunity, I guess?
It is absolutely an opportunity for us. You know, they're the number one team in the country, so, you know, it's a great opportunity for us, for sure.
This year heading out there is very different from 2 years ago. Mm. A lot of turmoil in the program and everything like that. What do you remember about that week before the game 2 years ago? And then how different is this week in preparation going in this year?
2 years ago, meaning like my freshman year? It was definitely a completely different situation then. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on, you know, rumors about Coach Sumlin back then. So it was different in that aspect. But also, you know, I think we're a completely different team from back then, you know, and so it's going to be a completely different experience.
Is it refreshing that you get a chance to go out there and play in that kind of environment now at the time where there isn't that external pressure?
Oh, for sure, and I do remember the atmosphere. You know, it's a very, I don't even know how to explain it, but I enjoy away games, especially when it's, you know, it's kind of a fierce atmosphere, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That being said, did you hear the 12th man at in Athens this past weekend?
Oh, yes, I definitely did. You know, usually you hear the silence whenever you make a play, but I actually heard cheering, and then I would look over, and it's, you know, our fans, so I've really liked how we've traveled.
You expecting that to be similar this week?
For sure.
You look at Georgia, you're one stop away from maybe pulling a big upset there. Mm-hmm. How far has this team come this season when you look at the progress?
Oh, you know, we've steadily improved. I mean, I think the improvement is evident. You know, we've improved every single week. You know, we've just tried to focus in a little bit more each week in practice, and, you know, it's shown on the field. And, you know, we're just looking to take that next step this week.
And obviously a lot of focus on the defense because of their offense, because of Burrow. Well, what is this defense doing better than it was that, you know, first three or four or five games?
Oh, I think we're just, you know, really paying attention to the little details that it takes to be successful on defense. You know, Coach Elko demands a lot out of us, and, you know, we're finally starting to, you know, take that to heart and actually put it on tape.
And you know, you look at LSU.